Sure shot.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck!
Testicles, testicular torsion.
Hello, my torsion, the torsion of my testicles is testicular.
My testicles were testorstinated.
My testicles often are wrinkly.
My testicles are distended. Distended.
10 tiny testicles.
10 crying kittens killed the cat at midnight.
Red, yellow, leather, yellow.
Yellow, leather, yellow, leather.
I want a proper cup of coffee from my proper cup of coffee cup.
I was the Zodiac Killer. Zodiac Killer.
How now, brown cow.
2 + 2 = 2. I am the Zodiac Killer.
The big black bug bled black bug blood.
Get down. They're coming in the back door. They're coming in the back door.
Ah! Ah! Hide the children! Hide the children!
They're coming in the back door! I can't tell you how. For anyone wondering, just what was the scene when you walked in today? Was it calm?
There was a calmness. Ellie came to greet me outside, and I heard Matt just say, "Dog!" like that. And I thought, oh boy. And then the next thing I heard Matt say was, "The camera's not working. I'm going to punch a hole through that camera." I thought, this seems like a nice environment.
Yeah.
We should do a podcast in here.
I was, as they say, on my last straw. What does that mean?
The last straw?
Yeah.
You don't have any more straws left.
So why does that matter?
Well, how are you going to drink?
Is it about straws?
Like, I don't know.
I always assumed it was like hay or like, you know.
I guess.
You're like, this is my last straw.
Like, that's how you calm.
But what's so important about straws?
Chewing straws.
And you're like, oh, fuck, this is my last straw.
I don't know. Listen to me, man. I want my last fucking straw.
You're like, ooh.
Just
go out to the field and grab another one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Ellie raced through, if anyone's watching the video feed, to this side of the camera. There's a cable that hangs down.
Yeah.
She ran through that just when after Aiden arrived and ripped it out of the camera and broke the cam link. I'm just realizing now she didn't actually break the cam link. She just broke an HDMI to HDMI mini cable. So that's okay.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Because in my mind the whole time I was like, that's Ben's cam link. That's Ben's cam link. That's Ben's cam link.
She didn't break the cam link.
No, she just broke the cable. But for what that, then I switched cam links and I worked immediately and here we are.
So Ben's is broken and yours is not.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to have to get himself a new HDMI mini cable.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck you, Ben.
Eat shit.
Yeah.
That's the investment you make. So I planned to, you know, get up, set up, sit down here, make some notes, and then you'd walk in. I'd have a coffee in my hand, which I never ended up making.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd have just a lovely podcast. But now I'm like hot. I'm flustered.
Okay. Well, the good news is it's over now.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Just take a deep breath.
I hate being stressed out. There's nothing on this earth more than I hate than technical.
Yeah, because you can't talk to it. I hate a technical fault.
Such a weird thought.
What, that you can't talk to it?
Yeah, but you're so right.
It's exactly why I hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the same as like when you get stressed out when your dog's unwell because you can't talk to it. But you can see it. It's behaving.
Yeah, I don't get the same stressed out. I get more worried.
That's true.
I'm not worried about my computer.
I'm annoyed at my computer instantly.
Mm.
For years, my computer, I'd boot it up and it would say, "Error, can't find a file." And apparently that was just because I deleted a file one day, but I didn't delete all the file. And for years, I would spend 20 minutes every time I booted my computer up trying to find that file in it. And I finally...
Why is that file so important?
It's not,
that
but
it's like, hey,
every time, file. Every time I was like, file can't be found. I don't give a fuck.
I deleted it.
I don't give a fuck. Just stop telling me. You can't check the box that says don't tell me. You just have to say, okay.
What'd you do to fix that?
I don't know.
No.
I had a power outage one day and then I...
And the file came back?
No, I think the rest of the files just went.
And so the computer was like, I can't find any files. Yeah. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Let's not mention them. Like, yeah, great. I didn't want you to mention it ever.
And those files are gone.
Yeah, I don't even know what they were. And I don't care.
I don't care either.
Oh, do you know what they were? I bought a Razer keyboard a long time ago.
Razer?
Barely knew her. And I installed the Synapse, that's what it's called, like the thing that you can go in and like edit the shit, the program that comes with it. But I deleted some of the program, but I didn't delete the launcher. So every time the computer booted up, it tried to launch it, and it was like, we can't find this file.
We actually don't know where that is.
Yeah, and then finally I figured it out and deleted the launcher.
Would you rather eat a, like an ice cream? Have you been to Pancake Parlor?
I've been to Pancake Parlor.
So you go to Pancake Parlor, they give you like a scoop of butter.
They give you a scoop of butter on some pancakes.
By the way, not an ice cream scoop of butter. That's the thing that was driving me fucking crazy last night.
About this scenario last night.
Aiden and I were at a party last night, and three people who for all intents and purposes lived together, gave us a scenario which annoyed us to the point of yelling.
We were both visibly angry.
Yeah, and I don't think it was making people uncomfortable, but it was.
No, people were laughing hysterically.
But they didn't realize just how serious we were.
I was so angry at them.
I was angry at the scenario. I was angry at the world. I was kind of angry at nature for some reason.
You got angry, so angry you properly yelled out of nowhere.
And
it was like we were stopping and then he went, I don't understand. It's like, oh fuck. so good.
So first it starts off, by the way, and the thing that drove me more crazy was how the scenario just kept changing as it went on.
Yeah, oh, and I'd come up with a solution and they go, we don't accept that. No. Sorry. No.
So they said, you know when you go to Pancake Parlor and you get like an ice cream scoop of butter, which you don't. An ice cream scoop is like that.
That's an enormous ice cream scoop, Matthew.
But it ends up being like a bulb like that, which is not the butter.
The scenario they're saying is that you do get that size of butter.
Yeah, but that was it. They said that and then they changed it. They just kept making the butter bigger and bigger and bigger until we ate pants.
Correct.
All they were trying to get us to do was eat pants.
Okay, so the whole thing is that you get you have to eat an ice cream scoop of butter every day or
for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, or you have to eat a pair of pants that fit you in 48 hours. And that's the whole scenario. And they were desperately trying to get us to eat butter.
But remember, the thing that was making me yell was originally, all three of them said something different. Someone said, the butter never changed. It was eat that butter every day for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Or one of them said, eat a pair of pants every year.
Yeah, one a
but
year.
But you have the entire year to do it.
Yeah.
The next person said, eat a pair of pants in 48 hours and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, I'm not going to say their name.
Yeah.
But not the couple that were together. Uh-huh. The other one said, eat a pair of pants every day.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense.
Would you rather eat a pair of pants every day or would you rather eat a thing of butter every day? And I was like, that's what I was yelling at. I was like, the butter!
It's obviously the butter. Also, it was like, we were talking about butter and which butter to get. And essentially, they're just saying, do you want free butter every day? And I was screaming about giving me expensive butter. Like, it was just, yes. And then they thought, oh, yeah, that's true. You can't have the butter with anything. So, oh, for fuck's sake. No, give me the free butter. I will put it in a tub and I'm just going to eat that butter that day.
The assumption that I don't already eat an ice cream scoop of butter a day is ludicrous.
Also, I don't eat ice cream scoop of butter every day. And I feel like you wouldn't have to eat that much butter for a very long time before you die.
Yeah, but like, I apparently in this scenario, it's all fucking imaginary.
Yeah, so also, if I ate a pair of pants, I would die.
Yeah, that's it. If the pants don't affect you physically, then the butter shouldn't affect you physically.
And also, you wouldn't choose jeans, obviously, but you choose a pair of chinos, right? Or like linen pants.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea was to just cremate the pants and drink them. Smoothie. Yeah.
In a smoothie.
I said it
that's
weird.
Such an inside joke.
I said it weird. And then they said, oh no, you can only have it with water. So then I say, fine. I'll burn the pants, take the ashes of the pants, put it in the water and drink it. And they said, no, we don't accept that.
No.
And at that point, I was just over it.
You were just beside yourself.
I was so angry.
You were irate.
I really was irate. We were both irate.
Yeah, it was also, it was the fact that it was like the butter. And then it was like, all they were trying to get us to do was eat pants.
Yeah.
And so every time I'd be like, oh, just put the butter in pasta. Or I'd use the butter for across the day. And like, no, you can't eat the butter by itself with a knife and fork with your pants down fatty. And you're ugly.
Every time you chew, you're going to slap your guts.
You big fat idiot.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
They didn't say any of those things.
By
the way, these are beautiful people.
gorgeous people.
Salt of the earth.
And
but this is a podcast, so we're turning them into it's called monsters.
Hyperbole, people. Yeah, look it up. Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Yeah, it was great.
One night only at the MCG.
Really?
Watch Xavier McGilligan go up against Raul Menchiato.
Raul Menchiato sounds very cool.
In Hyperbole. Who will die? Who will live? One night only.
Sorry, that was just a word from our sponsors. The other one that was mentioned last night that didn't get picked up as fiercely as the butter versus pants discussion, and yet it bothered me so much more than that.
Are we, because we moved off it so quickly.
Yes.
Because it was so rancid.
It was like the person, who it again, lovely person, but they're like,
salt of the earth.
Here's a great one that's very divisive and super okay for this conversation. We're like, all right.
Go on, yeah.
Okay. One person, either you cut a slit in your best friend's side and you have to fuck it.
With a knife. Cut a slit in just in this in the side of
it. Yeah, in the side of them with a knife. Scalp
down their ribs and fuck them
and
in there.
And then you have to fuck them in their wound. Or you have to get a slit cut in you and fucked. Which one would you choose?
And the like, side, no matter the side.
And I was like, what?
So I don't know why I keep looking at the camera like they're a third person. So in this scenario, you're either the fucker or the fucky.
Yeah, and I instantly said, obviously I want to be the fucker, but I don't know how I would stay hard. Well, so then we've got a paddle pop splint that we discussed.
That's the part. I guess that's part of the. Do you think you can do that?
No.
So then you've kind of got to be like, I guess I'd have to be the fucky.
No, but there.
Because I'm like, I don't want to. First of all, I don't want to cut.
But then who is the fucker? Because I don't know anybody that could be the fucker. And the fucker has to be a friend of yours.
I don't think that was.
Yeah, because it had to be you cut a hole in your. You cut a slit in your friend.
Yeah, but when it was the other way around, I didn't think it mattered. It was just, or would you rather get cut in and fucked?
I don't want to get cut and fucked, and I also don't want to be cutting and fucked.
Cut and fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, this podcast.
That'll be the name of the podcast.
No, it will not.
Big Dom Daddy cuts and fucks.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I'd rather be the cutty for sure.
Yeah, that's bizarre to me. It doesn't make any sense. You want somebody to cut you open and fuck you in your slit.
See, again, I said this last night. Want is a strong word.
But you're choosing. You have a choice.
Yeah, but I'd rather be cut and fucked than cut someone and fuck them.
Also, if you get to choose your fucker, mm-hmm. I'd choose someone with premature ejaculation syndrome.
I hope that's not coming through the... It's not.
Because if that's the case, it would last very little. Also, do they have to come inside your slut? Oh, slit. Oops.
Either way, it's a disgusting sentence.
Either way, it's a disgusting sentence. You're like,
oops, I accidentally said cut inside my slut.
Yeah, oops. But like...
Sorry, ladies.
But it would, what an infection you'd get.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the butter scenario. Like, is it just like you get cut, you get fucked, nothing bad happens, they stitch you up, on with your day?
Or does it magically heal?
Your slit slot?
Yeah, your slit, your side slit.
Can we talk about something else?
Yes. I'm having golf lessons.
Uh-uh.
And I don't know if I mentioned this last time.
You have, but there's never been in a scenario where we could stop for a second and go, what is happening?
Like, why am I having golf lessons? Yeah. I like golf.
Yeah, but like, when did this kick off?
Weeks ago.
It's
just a 4-week thing.
Uh-huh.
And we're just learning how to properly hold a club.
Who got you into it?
My brother-in-law.
Okay, yeah. I was like, someone's taking you down this road.
Yeah, my brother.
Golf. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Although I told the story about how the teacher was asking me open-ended questions, and it's like, I don't fucking know.
Where do you think you should hold your hands?
Yeah, where do you think? Should it be in front or behind? And he kept doing it, and he did it. Yes, he did it on Tuesday, and he was saying, if you want the club,
sorry, there's just something hanging over that. And I was like, have I put a pair of underpants on the dryer?
You might have.
I don't know what that is. Hey, keep going.
Yeah, he said, he was just asking something like that. And it was like annoying again. But the point of the story that I wanted to bring up was that we were driving that day.
Uh-huh.
And we had a competition at the end of the lesson.
Sorry.
Hitting the driver.
Yeah.
And we were having a competition. There were four of us. And he said, all right, each one of you, one by one, is going to have a shot. And I'll rank you out of 10 for your shot. And we'll have 5 shots. And you've got to keep track of your score. And I was like, sounds like a great idea. First guy goes 5.
I don't like that he gets to just decide.
Yeah, but so long as it's him and not us. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right? But he does have favorites. So first guy hits it 5. Second guy hits it 6. I hit it and I fucking flush it. It's such a great shot. He pauses. He goes, based on ability, 9. Okay. Turn around. Based on ability?
Isn't it all based on ability?
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Interesting reason you pointed that out. Brother-in-law gets up, absolutely crushes it. He goes, 10. Wow. What a stud. You're like, ew, first of all. Second of all, fuck you. I just hit a 9. You hit a 10. Then I fuck them up for the rest of them. I lose in a bad way. Okay. I lose the competition.
Yeah.
And I'm just muttering to myself, fucking based on ability. You fucking bastard. You fucking based on ability.
What does that even mean? Is he saying like, that would be a 10, but I know you're actually terrible and it was a...
Yeah, a fluke.
A fluke. So probably. I'm bringing your point down.
Is that what it means? I don't know. But the guys knew at the end of the lesson, he walked away. He's like, all right, have a nice day. And he left. And all of them turned to me and they go, you're going to be stewing about based on ability for a long time. I was like, I can't fucking believe that this motherfucker.
They went wrong.
I don't understand.
Yeah, well, I think we worked it out. I think he's saying, I know you're going to fuck the rest of these up.
And I did as well.
So I would give you a 10, but that was an accident. So it's not worthy of a 10 because you didn't mean it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably
now,
true.
I would have given you the 10.
Thank you.
Because the whole
point is that you hit the good shot, so yeah, you get the 10.
Yeah. Like, it's never... anyone can fuck up.
Yeah.
And no one... And people are going to go, well, that was shit. That was a 0.
Yeah.
They're not going to go, based on ability, I'd give you a 6 because I know you could do better.
Also, this guy is such a tool that at the end of each lesson... Yeah. At the end of each lesson, he tries to show us trick shots. He's like, oh, you want to see some? Like, no, not really. Like, I've been hitting golf balls for an hour. I'm tired. I want to go home. And he's like, no. You want this one to go left or right? You're like, fucking, I don't care, man.
Is that a trick shot? I thought he was going to use like the other end of the club or something.
No. The one that he showed us the first day was there were two balls balanced on each other. And he hit the first one, the top one left, mm-hmm, and then the bottom one right.
That's kind of cool.
Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But
tool.
He fucked it up.
Yeah, good.
And it's like...
No, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Come back. I can do this.
His driving was good the second time, but then he's like, oh, you got to see something amazing. He brought over a friend. He's like, okay, you do this and then I'll do that. And he said he wanted the guy to toss the ball to him and he'd fucking flush it.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried 4 times. On the fourth one, he got it, but the fact that we had to stand there and sort of be polite and let him just fuck it up.
Please. Next time at your lesson and film goes, it. But also like when he does it, even if he gets it right, gets it wrong, no matter what he does, go based on ability.
Yeah, 100%.
I would give that a 7. Because I know you're supposed to be great and that was sort of just good.
Yeah, that was sort of just okay.
I'm just going to send off a message.
Oh yeah?
I have a massive schlong and you should come have a look at it, Dad.
Why are you sending that to your dad, man?
I don't know. We're close like that.
Really?
Yeah, we're really close.
Do you think that dads and sons... Sorry, I'm moving my microphone so much.
That's okay.
Do you think dads and sons... Is that where this podcast is now? Last time I was here, Ben was just pressing buttons. And this time I'm here, you're just spanking microphones. What are we doing?
But do you ever think did dads?
Do you think that dads and sons have very similar penises?
Yes. And you know why? Well, I mean, you know why? Because I've seen my dad's penis.
Oh, is that true?
I just remember it as a kid and thinking, like, shit, he's got like a mushroom on the end of his knob.
Oh, and you've got a mushroom on the end of your knob?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I got a pretty large head.
Okay.
Not so much. It's not like you could hide from the rain under it or anything. You know? It doesn't look like an actual mushroom.
It's not part of an enchanted forest.
It's just I don't have one of those weird arrow penises. They freak me out.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've got an arrow. Do I have an arrow penis?
Is the end of it smaller than the base of it?
No, it's all kind of just
like the same similar size.
Yeah.
You don't have any like it goes up like this is like that, right?
Yeah.
Does it go out a little bit?
It goes out, but not a lot.
Okay, but it goes out a little bit.
Tiny bit.
Yeah.
This is a lot to share on a podcast.
I'll show you my penis right now.
Don't show me your penis. All
right. And you can tell me.
If that's going to be scientific, is it not hard, surely?
Well, it kind of has to be hard.
Okay, all right, let's see.
Are you all right seeing my hard penis?
I will survive.
Hold on, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. This is something I wasn't expecting.
I haven't sent a dick pic in quite a long time.
Really? So you're just scrolling up?
Yeah.
I just go to my hidden folder.
I don't keep my dick pics.
Why wouldn't you?
I've sent one dick pic in my life.
Yeah.
And that's the one you're going to see.
I can't wait. Yeah. When was it? What's the date? Don't tell us the date. We'll be able to figure out who you sent it to.
Oh, that's a lot.
Is it?
I also can't have the camera see that.
Okay, okay, okay.
It's a lot.
They're fine.
Oh, Aiden.
Hey, it's your dick, man. You don't have to show me anything.
I can't show you that. I'm so sorry.
What's the angle?
It's like this.
Oh, and you're in the background.
No, it's, you know, I've got it on a way. You can't see my face or anything. So it's a good shot.
Yeah.
But I can't show you that.
Why?
Because it's so like.
It's so aggressively
It's
penis.
So intimate. And it is just my balls and penis.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have seen your penis before.
Yeah, I know. It was.
But not hard.
Not like that.
Wow.
You know, that's.
Good for you.
Wow. That's something. And that I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, this is funny content for the podcast. And I was like, but this is forever.
I will have forever seen that picture of your penis. Yeah.
Like, it'll be good for the podcast, but we can't walk away from this and wipe the idea.
At the end of the, we'll say thanks for listening. And then I'll go away and I'll say, I've seen his penis.
Yeah. And rock hard too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I find it very difficult to stay rock hard for a photo shoot.
A photo shoot.
Well, you're not telling me that was the first one you took.
No, but it wasn't a shoot.
How many did you take?
I couldn't tell you.
10. That's a photo shoot.
Yeah, probably not 10, like 3.
3 is a photo shoot, man.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah.
I can't stay hard for that long without stimulation.
Yeah, but the stimulation for me is taking the photo. I'm like, this is so exciting. It was my first dick pic.
Yeah.
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 Nah, I gotta be Johnny on the spot with those things.
Johnny on the spot. And I sent it in a consensual relationship. I'm not sending my penis out to a stranger.
Can I ask an opinion?
Yeah.
It's on the subject of nudes.
Uh-huh.
Two things. If you would...
Two things.
If you had
balls
been,
and penis.
Yeah, balls and penis. If you've been talking with somebody
online,
yet to meet them.
Talking with someone online, yet to meet them.
But it's planned to be met. Then they send you nudes. Are you expecting sex on the first date?
I don't expect anything. I wouldn't say expecting.
I wouldn't be expect. So expecting is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Because expecting implies that you'd be annoyed if that doesn't
happen. I would be.
Wouldn't be shocked if it happened.
No, not at all.
Okay. Here's another question, because that question came as I was asking, as I was thinking of my original question.
I also, not to be a fuck. I've just got my knees a bit sore from the show. Yeah. Not to be a fucking prude or anything, but I also might not go on the date.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's just not the, because dating's different than like go and hook up. If you go and hook up, whatever. But if I was going on a date with someone and they're sending me nudes before I've met them,
yeah,
I'm like, that's just not the kind of person I wanna.
I guess
there's nothing. And but the same if for me,
yeah,
I wouldn't like. This is not just like, oh, women who send me their. That's not the reason. It's just not the kind of person I want to.
It's not that type of guy.
Have a date with. Same.
So
way.
What if? And this is now Now where I reckon I'll know your answer, but what if, what do you think of them sending from, clearly from a library of pictures?
Of
themselves. Because they've got them saved.
I said this is a real person, gotcha.
This is a real person, this happened to me.
So you're setting up a date with this person.
Yeah, and then they went out, they got a little drunk, they were flirting, on Instagram.
I guess I could forget, like
they got out and got a little drunk, right? They weren't blind.
This
but
is
they
a
got
tough
a little-
conversation to navigate, because I'm not trying to imply, by the way, people who are listening, that if there's anything wrong with sending naked pictures of yourself. I'm just saying I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's not something I would put out there in the universe, and that's not something I'd want someone I'm potentially dating to do back to me, because I'm a fucking prude, apparently.
But that's whatever. That's
yeah,
your
but
opinion.
Like, if they were drunk and they said, oh, sorry, I got out, I'd be like, yeah, cool. And I would maybe go out with them.
I was thrilled.
I would definitely go out with them.
I was thrilled to receive.
Yeah.
But would you care? Because I asked other friends of mine, and they had an interesting answer, and I'm not going to tell you their answer until you answer.
No, if she was drunk, oopsie doopsie.
No, I don't care about the nude. That's not the question.
Sorry, what's
the nudes are great, right? Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thank you for sending me nudes. I'm so glad you like me enough to show me your breasts.
The amount of times I say that a day.
Right. First of all, do you care that they are just saved on a phone and they're old nudes?
Mm-hmm.
Or, and, okay, that's first question one.
Do I care that they're safe?
Yeah, they're from like a library of nudes. They're obviously not. She's not.
Oh my God.
In her
I thought
bedroom.
You were saying she was taking them in a library.
No. The first one was clearly she just got home.
Uh huh.
Right? And then I was like, oh, that was.
And
thank
then she
you for
sent
that.
You
and
the
then
library.
She sent me just like, here are some ones that I've prepared earlier. Do you care?
Did she say, do you care? Or are you asking me if I care?
No, I'm just asking you if you care.
I don't think so. Obviously, you know, it. It does take some of the, like, I have, this is such a lame word to use, but I have no other word in this context. Mm. It does make it a little less special.
Yes. How many other people have you sent this picture to?
Not even that, you know. Do live your life, babe. Send as many photos as you want. But still, it's, you know, yeah. They weren't just for you. They were for
correct.
Other people. So they're, you know.
They're not as special.
They're not as special.
I get
and you
that.
Know what? I want my boobies to be special.
Now I want my special.
The
boobies.
Same way I want my penises to be special.
Correct.
I'm never going to send that photo to another person.
Why do you still have it?
It's just in my camera, my camera roll. I have pictures from 2015 in my camera roll.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why my phone never has any fucking space. I'm constantly deleting the last three videos I filmed. That's all I do to clear space.
Really?
Anyways, point is, I will never send that penis to someone else.
No, why would you?
Because, well, exactly, why would you?
Because you're not hard for that person.
And that's what
that's not their erection.
This is not like, hey, your nudes are not, I need individual nudes or they're not special. But that's not what I would do, so I wouldn't want that back to me.
Got it.
I would send fresh nudes to a fresh person.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Personally.
Uh-huh.
I'm just happy to be invited.
But that's just my...
Correct. And that's the other people that I asked had a similar reaction.
As me?
Yeah. They're like,
you want a special nude?
Yeah, I guess you want a special nude. But I was just thrilled to... I was just happy to be there. That's never happened to me before. I've never received a nude from a person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've received nudes on Grindr, but that's a different story.
No, it's meta pigs.
That's just like, hi, here's my asshole. You're like, God almighty.
Where's your address?
Yeah, well.
Good Lord.
Good Lord, I'll be there
I'll
soon.
I'll be there in 10 seconds, I
damn
guess.
It. Yeah. So
like,
that's,
oh, you're 500 meters away. Cool. I'll be there in a sec.
Here's the question that divided the friends.
Would you rather eat a pair of pants?
Yeah. The nude
uh-huh.
had little drawings over the nipple. Like mm-hmm. she had scribbled her nibble out. Nibble? Scribbled her nibble out.
Scribbled her nibble out.
Yeah, she scribbled her nibble out.
I'd like to scribble her nibble.
So what, do you think that's odd? You're
no.
going to this length to send the picture. Why are you scribbling the nibble?
I don't know.
And again, I have no problem. I am happy to be here and I am respectful and lovely. But it struck me as odd.
Yeah, I just don't think the nipple's that important. Like,
well, that's what I mean. So
you
like,
sent your whole tit. Like
you're standing there, no top, in a mirror.
Uh-huh.
Why is there just a little bit of white scribble over the nibble?
I don't know.
It's like your face is in it. It's very clearly a nude.
And you know, that could like...
Free the nipple is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but also she could be... That could be her way of being like...
I'm classy.
I'm a classy. On those, you know, see the rest when you...
So yeah, you
later. I don't know.
I don't know. It just... Does it strike as odd?
No, I wouldn't say odd.
Okay.
I guess it's... I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea.
Personal choice.
I've
obviously.
Never been in this scenario in my life.
Me either until recently.
Yeah. And you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I left where I was feeling 20 kilos lighter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't think people of my size get this sort of treatment, but they must. They must. They do.
Mm.
Oh my.
Size doesn't matter, Aiden.
Does it not?
That's something I've worked out in the last 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
So long as you're a nice person and
yeah.
fun.
People are into me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well done.
And don't know it's and it, I don't know whether it's like once you pass 25, because it was nothing before.
Oh yeah. Louis had a bit about that.
Yeah, as long as you stay clean.
Yeah.
As long as you stay relatively employed and yeah. washed. You're like a god among men because the bar is so fucking low. I know, before 25, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, turned 25, was in a relationship, noticed a couple hints. You know, when you're in a relationship and you can tell people are into you and you're like, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And then come out of a relationship, I'm like, oh, people are into me. This is
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
bizarre.
It's good fun. Hey. Chubby people, your time will come.
Your time will come. Just survive till 26.
Now, would you rather
yeah.
eat a pair of pants?
Oh, for God's sake. No.
At the Hyper Bowl.
I think I did decide on the pants in the end.
Yeah. Well, because once they said, like, you eat a pair of pants once or have the butter for the rest of your life, I was like, I'll just eat the pair of pants.
But I was team butter for so long.
Yeah, because the scenario kept changing.
But it's so upsetting for people. And everyone else was around there was like, oh, all you got to do is cut your pants into 365 bits. And you just need a little bit of pant every day. Because then it was, because everyone was working off the assumption it was for a year.
You yeah, but also you were allowed to do whatever the fuck you wanted with the pants. But the second you were like, what if I grind them up and eat them? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You're not allowed to eat the pants in an easy way.
What if I put the butter into some pasta?
But I can't chew or digest denim. So if you want me to eat the pants, I'm going to shit out a pair of pants.
Yeah.
So then what? Do I have to eat the shitty pants?
Yeah.
You've got to go wash them. You've got to sew them into pants. And the next year, you've got to eat them again. This whole fucking scenario is so stupid. Also, you don't even get to choose what type of butter it is.
You just get
some. It's just butter. It could be anything.
Yeah.
I've got particular butter tastes.
Probably just gonna be butter.
Yeah, but I've got butter tastes. I like my butter.
Yeah, I know. Western Star.
Star or Lurpak, but it's a bit expensive. Can't afford Lurpak.
So fancy.
I know. I recently was at a restaurant and they had Mr. Pepe's? Pepe or something. It's amazing butter. Fermented butter. Amazing. Good for your guts.
Mm.
But amazing butter. Stupidly expensive. And you can only just recently buy that butter in the supermarket. You used to have to get it delivered to you. Isn't that crazy?
Get the butter delivered to you?
You had to get butter.
That's fancy. And I would do that. Like if I had money, I would do that just for the idea of like, darling, the butter man's here.
Yes, the butter's here.
The butter. I would, if they bring back milkmen, I will shit the bed.
I think we should, it's a simpler time.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's too many people now for a milkman.
I think,
I'd like to sign up for a milkman program.
I would have no problem if the government came out and said, cars are banned, we're back to horse and carts. I don't think I would have a problem with that.
I'd have a massive problem with that.
Why is that?
Well, it already takes 40 minutes to get to rehearsals.
So, well, then you don't go to those rehearsals anymore.
Well, then that's what I like to do.
Correct, but you have to go to a different rehearsal now because you're on a horse.
Fuck that shit.
It's better for the world.
Oh, great, I'm going to go to Nova.
Yeah, I guess, but Nova would be better because so many more people would go there.
No, they wouldn't. We'd just be stuck with us losers out here.
What do you mean, us losers out here? I'm not part of this.
I've been watching Breaking Bad a lot. Do you think we could do Breaking Bad?
Do you think you and I could cook meth?
That's the exact same thing that happened when I first watched Breaking Bad, except now I'm older and I'm like, you know what? I really could use money. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I could Breaking Bad.
No, you don't have one person that could, yeah, actually, well, I don't think you have one single person that could teach you how to make meth. And the whole point is that Walter White is so smart and neither of us are.
That's hurtful, but yeah, I see your point. It's, what is it? One part crystal.
Two parts meth.
Two parts meth. And you get crystal meth.
Correct. You get crystal meth too. But yeah, I don't think I could. This is going back to the same conversation about it. If you could kill someone and hide the body. No, I couldn't. I couldn't be a criminal mastermind.
No, that you could.
You reckon?
Yeah. And you know what? When the power went out the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I couldn't cook meth, but I could just stroll around while the power's out and it's dark in the street and just rob people's cars.
I intentionally took everything out of my car that night.
That's smart.
Because I was convinced it would be broken into, because a couple of times on my street, I have seen people or neighbors have seen people peering into my car.
Oh.
And I have a terribly shitty car.
Yeah, why would you look at there?
Well, because you think they've got nothing to lose.
They're not going to lock the door.
Yeah.
Their locks probably don't work.
Correct.
I bet they're gay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Every time I see your car, I think, nah.
Every time somebody sees my car, they imagine it's a 70-year-old Japanese man driving it. Because that's
70-year-old Japanese gay man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, I mean, anybody could rob something. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But that you think you'd be a criminal mastermind and rob cars in a blackout?
I'm just trying to think of the
best. That's not exactly mastermind material.
Look, I just need some money is what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of ways to do it.
Foot finder? Yeah, just sell pics of your feet online.
Nobody wants my feet.
Why?
I don't know, because they're not...
Why?
Calm down.
Why?
I'll send you pictures of my feet, relax.
But we were talking about how chubby people are fun.
Yeah, I'll show you my cock.
Don't show me your cock. But funny, you know, you'll be, you know what you should do, and this is genuine. You should do OnlyFans.
No.
Why?
Because you can't wipe that. That's forever. And it's the same thing as the nudes. Goes back to the nudes. I know I will probably meet someone who, again, no shame to anyone who wants, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But I fundamentally find something, and it could be, internalized misogyny or something. But I fundamentally find something off-putting about dating someone who's put their naked body out there for everyone to see.
Really?
Because I find something special about that shared intimate experience, you know?
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriends, ex-partners, whatever. But when it comes to like the world, whatever. And I might be wrong. I might meet someone who I think is really, really cool and I'm really into that has done that. And I'd be able to, or whatever about it. I just haven't had that experience yet. And at this point in my life, I would find something not off-putting. Off-putting is the wrong word, but something negative about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And you are you the opposite? You're like, I don't know, send it to whatever.
Fuck. Yeah. No, I can give a fuck.
And live, laugh, love.
And I will.
Yeah.
I don't care because I've sent my dick to a bunch of people and all consensually.
Yeah.
And I don't care if a girlfriend or a boyfriend I have that has the same, has done the same thing.
I'm glad. You're much more evolved than me.
Well.
It's just, I don't know. And it's like, a certain amount of time ago, if I'd said that, people would have been wildly bothered by that. But now if you say that, they go, you're a pig. And I'm like, I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
I don't think you're a pig.
I don't mean to be piggy about
we're
it.
We're two white men, so I don't really know, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, there are clearly girls that think the same way as you because you've been able to meet people that don't do that.
Oh, I mean, pretty much every person I've dated has been like, has thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Like shared intimacy and that shared experience is important and putting it out there for the world does diminish that thing that you have in a little way, not in a major way, but I don't know. I wouldn't be alone in this feeling, but I definitely wouldn't look down on somebody who does do that.
Yeah.
So it's not someone I'd want to probably, or at this point in my life, maybe not someone I'd want to get married to, or I don't know.
So you wouldn't, okay.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know because I've never dated someone who had
an OnlyFans. So it's not like, we're not talking, okay, so we're at this point, you're talking if they had an OnlyFans and they were posting everyday pictures or videos of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's just some person that is has sent nudes to somebody they were dating?
I couldn't give six fucks. Those are two totally different scenarios.
What if it's a person that sent nudes to a person they're not dating?
I couldn't give a fuck.
But you said that before that you would give a fuck about that.
Well, the scenario before was if
we've set up a date but we haven't met and they've sent nudes.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the way that they respond to me. I don't care what you've done with past people. That doesn't bother me. It's how you, it's what our connection is.
Oh, so I've gotten confused.
Oh, what have I pitched it wrong?
Yeah, well, I thought before you were saying that you didn't like when people sent nudes. Like, you wouldn't say, okay, let's say we've got a person named Sally.
Okay, Sally.
Okay, and Sally sent nudes to several people, several prospective dates.
Uh-huh.
She's gone on dates with them, been before the dates and just after the dates, they've sent nudes.
Yeah.
And the dates didn't work out, and now she's interested in you.
Yeah.
And you've spoken for a bit, and she sends you a nude.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were against that.
I was only not against it. I was just.
I thought
like,
you said that isn't something that you want.
That's not what I'm out there for.
Right.
That's not what I'm going out to the universe for. But not because of the other people.
Because me. She's sending nudes
to me.
No, well, it is kind of because of her. You're not interested in her because she sent nudes to other people.
No, it's got nothing to do with it. You pitched both things. You said she sent nudes to other people, and she sent nudes to me.
Correct. And which one is the reason you
to me? I don't care what a person's history is.
Oh, so you don't
is.
Like? You're not a fan of the fact that she sent you a nude?
And we had not gone on a date yet. We hadn't met or anything like that.
Got it.
You know, it's just it's a lot for me.
Yeah. Okay.
As a boring piece of shit, it's just a lot for me to be. You know, it's just yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need that just yet.
Right.
But again, I was just saying, if we're just hooking up. Whatever.
Yeah, but at the minute you don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't date. I date with the intention in my mind of spending a lot of time with a person.
Yeah.
I don't date. I don't like to date just to be like, oh, we'll see what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm not going to go on a date with someone. And a lot of people can't get this way in their head. And a lot of people can get this way in their head. I go on a date with someone because I'm like, do I see this person as a potential for someone who I could end up with?
Well, yeah. On Hinge now, they've got a little thing that you say, what are you looking for? I'm after a long-term relationship. I'm open to a long-term relationship. Looking for a short-term relationship. Could be a long-term relationship. Figuring myself out.
I don't have dating apps either. Yeah. So I've never been in a scenario where I've just seen a picture of someone, except when I first moved to Melbourne. It was the last time I had a dating app. I've never been on a scenario. I've never been in a scenario where I had a dating app and just like saw a person and then had to decide.
It's so weird.
It's always people that I know.
Such a weird experience. And everybody I speak to absolutely abhors them. And so do I. I hate them. It's so strange. I had a meet cute the other day on the street. It's coming out of
a street cute.
Yeah, street cute.
That don't happen often.
And I know. I came out of a, and I didn't, it was kind of sort of, I'm more like I regret not doing more.
Yeah.
But I walked out of a, I was walking out of like a, like an apartment building and you open their gate and you can't see the footpath. You're just going to walk straight onto the footpath, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk out and this woman like scares the absolute fucking shit out of me because I walk out and I'm in my own world and I look to the right, there's no one there, and I look to the left and she's like right there. And I was like, ah! And she laughed and she's like, I'm so sorry, I scared the absolute shit out of you. And I was like, you scared me so much. Oh man, we're both laughing.
Do you want to get married?
Right, and she was on the phone, but she was so attractive. She was so cute, and we had this moment, and I felt like I should have been like, "Do you want to not scare the shit out of me at dinner or something?"
Tonight.
Yeah, right. And I didn't say anything. She just walked away on her phone, and I've been thinking about it ever since. Maybe I feel like I should go back to that apartment and just wait by the sidewalk. But that's
okay.
Terrible.
So then that's a crime.
That's a crime. Yeah.
What if it genuinely
is it a crime? Because in a movie,
no, it's you can't wait for someone.
Because in a movie, I met you at this bar and I've gone back to that bar every night hoping I'd see you.
Yeah, but in the movies, they're also like, hey, do you want to go out there? And they're like, no. And it's like, oh, I gotta be persistent. And
they just keep asking them out again. No, that's not it.
And again and again.
Yeah. What I should say is, I hope I see her by that apartment building one day.
Yeah.
So I'd say, hey, you scared
while
the
I'm
shit
waiting
out of me.
There.
Nah.
From the so hours you, of 11 so, till 3.
So you scared the shit out of me the other day and I wanted to ask you out, but I didn't. Do you want to go out with me?
Yeah. Yeah. And she says, no, how did you get here?
Yeah.
I'm not attracted to you.
And I say, okay.
And then she screams.
I gotta be persistent.
You gotta keep asking.
Yeah. The trick with women is they like to just to be worn down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
This podcast has been a lot of Aiden dating therapy.
This is just a lot of chatter.
Good.
I don't mind a bit of chatter.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little bit of chatter.
Yeah?
Chatter's just a fun word.
Chatter's a fun word.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a... I ended up... No, I'm not going to say that. You know what? Let's just move on to something else.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
My first girlfriend I was persistent with.
Yeah.
And obviously I was a young man.
Yeah.
But she didn't say yes the first time I asked her out.
Really?
Yeah, and we didn't go out till like 3 years later.
Ah, well, that's different.
I know it's obviously not everything's black and white. You know, like I wasn't
3 years
like,
is different to you like asking her every day that week.
No,
you
she
ask
said
her once,
no,
she doesn't want
done.
To, and then you just move on with your life.
And we just became friends, and eventually she was like, "You know what?
I do
try again."
Yeah,
I'm like, I will. But I always feel like that in my mind. I was like, that was about persistence because I liked her.
Yeah, and you liked her the whole time.
And I dated other people in between, but I always liked her.
Yeah.
You know, but that was like, I would count that possibly as like toxic persistency.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what people would call toxic persistency. So I'm just saying this so I don't sound
like
a piece of shit.
That's what people would call toxic persistency?
I don't know. I don't know if persistency is a word, is it?
It is now.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't. Personally,
no,
but I'm not a woman,
yeah,
and I have never been in that situation.
Yeah, I've never made her uncomfortable or like well, after I asked her out, yeah, I never pushed the.
I think talk that the like the persistent, like the gross persistency, we're gonna have to look that up, is like I see you every week, I ask you out, you don't want to go out with me, then 2 weeks later, I ask you out, you don't want to go out with me,
yeah,
then 2 weeks later, I ask you out again, and it just becomes sort of bigger and bigger, and you know, I've shown up to your doorstep with flowers. Like you should.
Oh yeah, damn.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's toxic.
No, there's never
I
been.
I think asking a girl out And then being friends with her, and then she starts to form an emotional attachment to you, and then you clearly both want to go out with each other, and you ask her out, she says yes, is not a toxic situation at all.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually think that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what do we know?
I mean, we don't know anything. Nobody knows anything.
I know. I've said a couple of things this episode. People be like, ew.
It's just personal opinion.
Yeah, and again, I would never say ooh to someone else who feels differently or say ooh to a person who does any of the things I don't particularly find attractive.
I think people will disagree with you.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
People find different things unattractive.
Correct.
And it's not that I see someone who's done blah, 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 and I go, ew. I'm just like, oh, I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
In the same way, like, it's like an ick. Like, people have icks.
Oh. Like, oh. The icks these women are talking about on TikTok are fucking, like, absurd.
I do low-key love that.
Oh, I hate them.
And I see it and I go, I do that.
They drive me insane.
I saw this one where she's filming her boyfriend swimming underwater and his feet are kicking really. And I'm like, that is so fucking funny. And it's so true.
Oh, cool. All right, cool.
It's so unattractive.
I can't fucking tread water.
I can't tread water.
Yeah, now I can't fucking tread water.
I love it. Because it can't be real. I can't really be like that's, it's just, it is a thing that like, it is argue. It's unattractive.
Oh, it's definitely unattractive.
And it's very funny as a like a meme to like point at things that are like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so stupid.
You don't like icks?
I hate icks.
Do you have an ick?
Am I icky?
No, do you have an ick?
Like, I don't think so. Oh, no.
And I don't think it can be physical things. I can't think you say, oh, when someone's got really big gums, I find that an ick.
No.
I think it's got to be like... By the way, that's my physically. It's got to be
it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I was as an example. Here's an actual
big gums
thing.
Are weird. Yeah.
It's like something that someone does. I think that's for an ick to be okay. That guy was like, oh, I just hate fat people. What an ick. It's got to be like, oh, I hate it when people scratch the underside of their tummy.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
That's not attractive.
Yeah.
There are a lot of unattractive things that I do in my life. I can't be attractive every second of the day.
I think clicking's an ick.
Oh, getting someone attention, come and see, yeah. Well, being rude to somebody is an ick, but that's, and I think clicking falls into that category.
I find yas to be an ick.
Yas, really?
When a heterosexual white woman says yas. Or a heterosexual black woman, actually. You know, if a heterosexual woman says yas, it really fucks me up.
Really?
Yeah.
I do find things like I don't like it when people don't like the same comedians that I like. I think that's
bizarre. That's an ick?
Yeah. Like, have you seen the so-and-so? And they're like, oh, I hate that person. I'm like, ugh, gross.
Oh, my God. Did you watch Joe Coy's new special?
Yeah, that's
like
an
like some comedian where I'm like, they're not that fucking good.
Yes. That is such a great example.
Oh, my God. I watched Arj Barker last night.
Like, what? Yeah. On a date, I asked recently, what's your favorite comedian? She said someone I had never heard of. I was like, who the fuck is that? I like comedy. I'm into the comedy scene and I do not know who that is. Yeah. Ew.
Again, there's nothing wrong with Arj Barker, Carl Barron. It's just like it's
not funny.
They were like on the. I feel like you could buy their DVD at Woolies.
You 100%
could buy their DVD.
The fact that I've performed in the same theater as Arj Barker means that I'm not.
The fact that Arj Barker wouldn't let us in his green room is fucking bullshit.
You're not a big deal, Arj Barker.
We had the green room.
We were performing in the theater
with a group of like eight.
Yeah,
and
12.
And he had one person and there was an entire green room, which we spent the whole week using.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone to have coffee and tea. And he needed the entire green room to himself when he could quite easily have just done all of his things in his own dressing room.
And his dressing room, by the way, was enormous.
Yeah.
And even worse than that was our dressing rooms for that show were upstairs. So we had to, and the stairs are by the green room and the dressing room. So we would go upstairs to get dressed, come downstairs, couldn't use the elevator because that was for Arj, come downstairs.
That's true. We couldn't
use it. They locked the whole
thing. Fuck you, Arj. Right?
They were walked all the way downstairs, and then we had to tiptoe quietly past the green room and past his dressing room, lest the comedian be upset. Also, I looked at the fucking ticket sales for that, and he fucking sold bugger all in that space.
Oh.
Why would you do it? Why would you do a comedy show as Arj Barker in an 800-seat comedy theater in wherever that suburb is?
I thought he could sell that one.
Ugh. He's so annoying.
Arj Barker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that instance was annoying. And I'm sure it wasn't Arj Barker's fault. I'm sure it was just his his team. But
Ellie!
Go away.
Honest to God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Archbarker.
If I was in Archbarker's position then, I would have come out and to be like, hey, I'm Archbarker. You're like, hey, guys, you doing a show? It sounds really cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, share the green room, honestly.
I just wanted some fucking water.
Yeah.
And that's where the tap was.
And water bottles didn't fit in the sinks in the dressing rooms.
No, look at the size of this fucking water bottle.
Yeah.
So annoying, Archbarker.
The most annoying thing was the elevator thing for me. Like, we need the elevator reserved for Arch. And I was like, you need to punch him in the mouth.
Also, what? No, it wasn't that he needed to use it because there's no need for him to use it. He's one man and a microphone, and he was staying on the bottom floor, and the bottom floor was where the space was.
Mm.
It's that you couldn't use it because he didn't want people. They didn't want us to be in the like near the stage of his at all.
Mm.
And his show went on after our show went on, so we would have been on stage. It would never have been a problem. Stupid, stupid man.
You can see me glossing over as Ellie's barking.
I did see that.
I'm like,
yeah, she's well trained.
She just really fucking doesn't like not being included. I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, I get that.
I get that.
Yeah, I've got the worst FOMO of anyone I've ever met.
If you don't sit at home going,
no, I do sit at home going like,
it's like the human equivalent of,
I don't get
AIDS.
I know, I'm getting better at FOMO, much better at FOMO now. I think as I'm getting older and more busy with work and things, it's like I only have a limited amount of time. I want to give that time to the people that I like.
Yeah.
And parties are seeing less and less like I want to go to them.
Yeah. I'm glad that we went to that one last
night. I'm glad we went last night.
Because I was definitely like, I can't be fucked.
Yeah, I didn't want to go.
Yeah. And then we went and I had a great time.
Yeah. And I eased into it and it was fun. But there was a party recently that I just didn't go to.
But you like going out?
I like going out.
More than a party?
I just think that the people that have had parties recently, like my friends that I go out with, they don't like, will go. Here's the thing. I don't really want to go to somebody's house for a party and have a whole bunch of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's their friends, right? And a lot of the time I know some of their friends and I don't know all of their friends. And I'm weirdly socially inept sometimes at parties, where I don't want to talk to somebody I don't know because that's more work than talking to somebody I do know. So I end up just talking to like five people at the party, which could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I would do a party is I would invite all my closest friends and then we'd just go out to a bar because then you come out, the atmosphere is a little, like the atmosphere is better. There's music, it's darker, there's alcohol. Nobody, you just buy your own, you know, you get what you want. It's just fun. It's more spread out. You can dance if you want to.
Leave your friends behind.
You can leave your friends behind. It's like last night, there was no music. We were just sitting outside chatting with people, which is definitely a fun vibe. But if you there weren't there or the people that arrived late, the pants people weren't there, what the fuck would I have done?
True. Yeah, and I like left you at one point to go and sit outside because I was like, that seems more like
that's fine, right? And I was talking to some people and then I was like, do you know what? I'm getting out of here. I'm going outside.
Yeah, I like a house party. I think
I like a house party. Don't get me wrong.
I would never.
I like a house party. I just need that the people need to be correct.
Yeah.
And at the party last night, I know both of the hosts,
mm-hmm.
but I only know friends of one of the hosts.
Yeah.
Because I'm friends with only one of the hosts, right? And the other one is his girlfriend, and I know her, and she's lovely.
Yeah.
But we're not. I wouldn't say we're friends. I don't hang out with her by herself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know any of her people. And the party split up into two. Yeah. It was us with people, and it was upstairs with people, which is odd.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
don't you think?
No, I love a party that breaks off.
Okay.
You know, I always like the parties here when some people stand in the kitchen, some people in the lounge room playing music, some people are outside by the fire.
Yeah, but everyone here is friends with you and by then extension, probably each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just like it when a party, I don't like it when everyone congregates in the one place. I like it when there's little pockets of people.
No, I agree too. Yeah.
So I didn't find it that weird. I knew the reason we were split up is because we were different groups, but I was all right with that.
It didn't bother me either. I was having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind a house party. You are
right. I love a house party.
You're right. I like a house party.
It just takes a lot for me to just get up and go.
Yeah, and every time I go to them, they're always fine.
And you know what? If I could redo it, I'd go to an Uber and drunk.
I would have driven you.
You already gotten into an Aidber and drunk.
Yeah.
Aidber.
Yeah. It would have been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else I just thought
about. But also, you gotta fucking buy the alcohol and then you go.
Yeah, but I've got so much booze in my fridge from the fucking noises off thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
When I say so much booze, I have like a 6-pack of beer and someone's fucking ciders and.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of booze.
Some whiskey.
That's booze.
And I got your Fireball in my freezer still.
Still?
Still. I don't touch the. I'm not fucking around with Fireball and like a.
You were all drinking whiskey the other night. Why would you?
I didn't notice it was in the freezer.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
If it was there, we would have gone into that. The only reason we stopped was because we ran out of booze.
The Fireball would have gone down so well as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such good. I love Fireball.
We should move in the post show, but can you say something like exceptionally funny? But to end the podcast?
Oh.
Go on. Let's do it. Yeah, I'll show you my penis.
Yeah, show me your penis.
Smooth transition.
Look at that penis, man. Get it.
That was my proper penis, right?
That's so funny. That's a whole penis and testicles.
That's not a gag, everybody.
That is just so funny.
Saw my entire.
I'm going to tell you that the use of flash in that picture is
too
is
much.
Absolutely too much.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.